Well, it's Thursday, February 17th, and Helix just updated its website. I've been holding off doing an update on the variants because 3 days ago their website made it look like the UK variant or B117 was just on the verge of breaking out at least in Florida, but well on its way to making similar moves in California and Texas, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, I guess. And kind of waiting to see their next update because generally the level will kind of hang around at 1% and not really move. But once it starts going up to 2 or 4%, then it's generally off and running. And when it gets into that type of expansion, then it can double in like 10 days. So if it goes to 4%, 10 days later it's at 8%, 10 days after that it's at 16%. So once it gets into this exponential growth and it's a doubling time of a week and a half, then the numbers can change very dramatically. And the conditions were really ripe for this to happen. The media presentations of the reduction in cases, kind of missed the point, which is that the variant is in competition with the other viruses. And if they're kind of struggling and actually in decline, then that's a golden opportunity for the variant to essentially take over because it transmits more efficiently. And it can significantly outpace the other SARS-CoVs when they're struggling, especially when they're in decline. That kind of happened in the UK, that they had a reduction in cases, and people thought that things were under control. And then it kind of started in southeastern England in Kent, and it started to increase and essentially took over and went to 100% and maybe a month or so. And the concern was the same thing would happen here. There have been projections that it'll be that the UK variant or B117 will be the dominant strain in the US in March. And the data for Florida made it look like it would at least be the dominant strain in Florida in March because the last update had it getting up to about 13% of all PCR positives were positive for the variant. And the data finally got updated tonight. And kind of the default on their website is to show the data for the entire country, or at least the samples that they test, and they do have testing sites in I think all 50 states. They don't necessarily get the same number. Some states they sample significantly more frequently than others, and several states they fairly recently started getting more positives, and the numbers started going up. And that's why 3 days ago it looked like the numbers were really on the verge, that if all of these states that had a dozen or two dozen positives, and they were starting to increase where they no longer were sitting at 1 or 2%, but they were getting closer to 6 or 8%. Then 10 days later, they'd be quite a bit higher. And today's data, tonight actually, I've been poking around the website for the last 3 days, kind of getting more information on exactly what was on it. Unfortunately, they apparently did have zip codes on it for the first 3 digits of the zip code, so you could really localize. And they apparently pulled that column off, so that column's not there anymore. But I think it was there about 5 days ago, and I don't know how long it lasted. It wasn't there 3 days ago, so it might not have been up much at all. It might have been taken down immediately. But that has essentially the first 3 digits of the zip code that it's in, and there are tables of 3-digit zip codes to show where they are, and it localizes things pretty well. It's kind of interesting. The there was an example of the page, and it only had one positive on it from Florida, and actually, it was the only positive, and it was from Florida, and it had the 3-digit zip code, and it turns out it was West Palm Beach, where Mar-a-Lago is. So that was the positive they had on there. But in any event, I'm trying to get those zip codes so I can make the map a little bit more accurate. But I was trying before the data came out tonight, and the map is going to have limited utility because the table, the map that came out tonight, the default is just to show all of the samples combined. And the data for all of the samples combined showed that the percent positive was approaching 15%. And it looked like a hockey stick. I mean, the curve just jumps up very sharply. And if it's 15% nationwide today, it'll be over 25% in 10 days. And it'll be approaching 50% 10 days after that. So it clearly, this data would clearly indicate that it will be the dominant strain in March. And it will be a problem. I mean, some of the questions that some were asking when they were saying that the numbers were going down for the regular SARS-CoV, and if the variant took over, because variants certainly have been in the news, if they did become dominant, would they be at this lower level? And they didn't really get a straight answer, but the whole idea is that the virus is able to take over because it transmits more efficiently. And if it transmits more efficiently, it's not going to be at the level of the virus that it replaced. It's basically going to be at the higher level that allowed it to replace all the other strains that were circulating. And so it was a very striking result tonight. And some of these states, they didn't have a lot of positives because they in the past had virtually no positives, but they were dramatic. Even these states that had small amounts had their percent going up to 15 or 20%. It was just a handful of positives, but it was just a trend that you clicked on each of these states. It shows the data individually. I mean, it's dramatic, and in Florida, it's around 15%, and it's been at 15% for several days now, and so it's not just a fluky one day spike. And the various states look remarkably similar. I mean, the ones that don't look the same are ones that there are very few samples, and so they're kind of bouncy. But if there's a reasonable number of samples,